It was an accident. He was dead. But it was an accident. Emily felt her legs go weak, and she felt like she could not breathe. The tunnels were hot, impossibly hot, and she wanted to take the torch and run along the passages to the entrance, and then out into the humid night of the jungle. But she did not. Instead, she sat down, with her back against the side of the ancient Mayan burial stone, and began to cry, the noise echoing around the small room. Finally, the tears stopped, and she dried her eyes with the sleeve of her khaki shirt and pushed her brown hair away from her face. She was not the type of person to cry for no reason, but she knew that what she had done was going to change her life forever. Yes, it had been an accident, but even if anyone believed her, her career was over, her 6 years of study a waste of time. And it was all because of him. She stared for a moment at his body in the dim light from the torch. Professor Mounier. He looked extremely peaceful. He was not an ugly man, but neither was he handsome. Maybe he had been 20 years ago, but now he was in his 50s, his stomach was large, and his tanned face was covered by his beard. No, he was not attractive. He was repellent, a serpent, not a man, with hands that never stopped moving, touching, searching, and reaching for her. But not now. No, now he was still, his hands unmoving. And next to his left eye, there was a bloody hole, where she had hit him with the small excavation hammer. For a moment, she felt like crying again, but she did not let herself. She had to get to the British Embassy before the body was found, explain what had happened, explain that it had not been her fault. Not her fault. No, it had been his. For 3 months, she had worked here with him in Belize, excavating a new sequence of tunnels found near to the Kana. It was every young archaeologist's dream, to work with a famous professor like Mounier, to be present at the opening of a new excavation. But the reality had been different. She had known that Mounier had been looking for an assistant, and she had gone to see him at his office. At the beginning, everything had been pleasant. Yes, they had been flirting a bit, but nothing more than that. But then he had become insistent, and talking about his wife was the only way to stop him. Then, tonight, he had come to the tunnels where she was working alone, and she had smelt the alcohol on his breath. She had seen the dangerous look in his eyes. But it was an accident. He had tried to reach for her, and she had told him to stop, but he had not. So she had stopped him. She looked at the hammer. Yes, it had not been her fault. So why should she suffer? And suddenly she was not thinking about the British Embassy anymore. She was thinking that of all the places to hide a body, surely these dark tunnels were the best. She pushed herself up and looked around. The body was behind the burial stone, but Mounier's feet could be seen if someone came. And someone might come. Yes, one of the other assistants, Claire or Stephen, maybe. Quickly, she reached down and grabbed him under his arms, his sweat on her hands, and she pulled him half a meter until the body was hidden. Then, for a moment, she looked at the burial stone and contemplated the possibility of placing him beneath it. But no, it was a ridiculous idea. At some point it would be moved again, and then it would be obvious that she had placed him there. Think, she told herself. But all she could do was repeat the words. It was an accident. An accident. Yes, that was it. The tunnels were newly excavated and still not completely safe. She could drag the body down one of them and then destroy the supports keeping the heavy stone in place. The body would be crushed and the injury from the hammer hidden. She almost smiled. It was so simple. Then she heard the sound of footsteps from the entrance, and she froze. "Emily," a voice said, and then Claire was there.